views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jans is an energetic, vibrant, and engaging show that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who are using their lives to raise the frequency of our world. Here you will meet authors, actors, scientists, activists, and so many more who dare to dream that things can be different, who think beyond what they were taught and have the courage to not settle. If you too believe that a world of peace is possible and have been looking for inspiration to become part of this extraordinary step in the evolution of humanity, then you're in the right place, because that's what Peace World Radio is all about. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having. Now here is your host, Christina Jans.
Hello, everyone. I'm Christina Jans, and you're listening to Peace World Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Every second Monday of the month, you'll meet extraordinary and courageous people right here, people who are using their lives to raise the frequency of our world. Authors, actors, scientists, inventors, activists, people just like you and I, who dare to dream that things can be different and who think beyond what they were taught and have the courage to not settle for what's easy and known. My guest today is one of those people. We're actually just trying to link up with her by phone, but she's here to talk about one of my favorite topics, so I'm just going to get us started with that. And the topic is frequency, and her book is Frequency, the Power of Personal Vibration. Like I said, it's truly one of what I think is one of the most important topics for us to get a handle on, and I think something that's going to be part of every single aspect of our lives in the future. So having this knowledge now is, I think, a great bonus. Basically, everything has a frequency to it. Our thoughts, our emotions, our bodies, everything vibrates, and our frequency creates our reality. So imagine this. Imagine you're standing in front of a mirror in the morning. You've just got out of bed. Your hair is kind of maybe all over the place. And you stand in front of the mirror and you look at your hair and say, oh, I got to do something about that. So you reach for your hairbrush. And do you then pick up your hairbrush and raise it up to the mirror to brush the reflection of your hair? I think probably not. I think what you do is you take the hairbrush and you use the reflection to tell you what's happening to the original, and you make changes to the original to get the reflection you want. So if all of this life around us, everything we see around us, our relationships, our finances, our health, how we allow things in the world to impact us, if all of that is a reflection of our beliefs, then if we want to change our experience of life, I think what would be an infinitely wise thing to do is, instead of trying to affect the reflection in the mirror, is turn your eyes inward and make changes to your thoughts, your beliefs, your frequency, so that you get the reflection you want. I think most people, having heard that, would probably say that's probably a little easier said than done. Or how do you go about doing such a thing? Well, I think the first thing that we need to do is to be mindful, to start waking up and paying attention to our thoughts, our emotions. You know, for instance, to put it in a really, I think, a simple and sort of blatant way, there's no point spending hours meditating and then when you come out of it, you know, to aggressively move your cat out of the way. Everything counts. Everything has a frequency to it. So I think being very mindful is a good place to start. And along with that, quietening the noise of our lives, quietening the noise of our minds, of our thought patterns, of our even our subconscious thought patterns, the ones that say you're not good enough, or you don't deserve to succeed, or this is all it's going to be, so just be happy and settle for that. And so how do we quiet that noise inside ourselves and go down to that deeper plane of our existence and actually connect with our truth? Something that my guest, who is hopefully going to show up soon, refers to as our home frequency, the truth of who we are. So without a doubt, one of the time-honored ways of quietening that noise is through meditation. When we think of meditation, possibly the first thing that comes to your mind is sitting quietly in a room with your legs crossed in a meditative state, and that is one very beautiful way to meditate. But there are others as well. You know, I had a client many years ago. He came in to work with me to work on some things on his life, and I remember saying to him, "Do you meditate?" I was thinking about all the stress he goes through, and he looked at me, this big burly guy, and he goes, "Meditate? No, of course not." And I said, "What do you do to unwind?" And he said, "Oh, to unwind, well, what I do is I go fly fishing. I go out into the middle of nature, and I stand in these beautiful streams. No one's around, just me and nature, and I just throw that line back and forth and back and forth." And he said, "It's like time stands still." And I said, "That's meditation. It's an active meditation, but that's still meditation. That's a way of quietening the noise and reconnecting with our truth." And perhaps you listeners today may be thinking about the things in your life that you do that allows you to just step out of this frenetic pace that we keep living at. Things that I've heard many times are artistic endeavors, where hours seem to go by. You're painting or you're sculpting or doing something artistic, writing perhaps, and you look up at the clock and, oh my goodness, 4 hours went by. Or runners often speak of that cadence of their footsteps combined with your breathing and with your mind's quiet and just staying in that moment. I remember a brilliant race car driver, Ayrton Senna, a Formula One race car driver who sadly has passed away, but he spoke of this as well while he was racing, of just being in a moment when time stood still and it was just flowing. That's that state as well. So one of the very important things to do to first get down to that level of that truth of who we are is to quiet the noise, quiet the mind, create a sacred space, a little oasis in our crazy demanding lives where you can just get centered and quiet and peaceful with yourself. Nature, my goodness, I can't say enough about the effects of nature on our well-being. And in fact, so many studies have been done on that now as well, about how just being in nature has a way of just bringing us back down, sort of like a rope that's knotted. And when you're in nature, the rope gets pulled out gently so all the knots unravel and you're just one, you know, balanced baseline again. So just being with nature, being amongst it, in a system that has so much more, my personal point of view, is so much more wisdom than we do, and feeling part of a greater whole. I think that's important, you know, that realizing that we are part of a greater whole, keeping things in perspective. Sometimes that, you know, all the things that we have to do or the crises that we go through, you know, we can almost become tunnel visioned by it, so much so that we lose perspective of it. So getting out in amongst nature, being with others who are filled with joy, listening to others and what they're going through can sometimes pull us out of our self-indulgence, that over-focusing on our on our issues and allow a greater perspective to fill us, from which we can then look out over our lives and notice our behaviors. So creating that quiet time, quietening the noise inside ourselves, and getting a sense of what it feels like to be our truth again, as well, and something I'll go into a little bit more detail when we come back from break, is some wonderful techniques that I can share with you, actually, that I teach my clients as ways of quietening that racing mind and activating a system within your body that, when you do, takes you to a place of being centered, calm, grounded, and clear thinking. So one of the best ways to find our way back to our home truth, or as Penny Pierce says in her book, our home frequency, is to first create some peace, some stillness. I'm just going to check in with Benny. Benny, how are we doing over there?
I think we're getting ready to run off to a quick little break, and we'll see if we can still track down Penny Pierce, which we were unable to locate. It's the holiday. Hopefully she hasn't forgotten that we were still live today, so we'll try at this break coming up.
Okay, well, you're listening to Peace World Radio with Christina Janz, and when we come back, I am definitely going to be taking you through some steps that I teach clients, some fabulous skills that you can learn to quiet the mind. We'll be back in a minute.
Are you overwhelmed by fear and anxiety? Does insecurity interfere with your daily life? Dr. Schaub's new book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, can help you to finally break through these challenging emotions. Dr. Bernie Siegel raves, this book can help you to abandon your past and achieve your potential. Dr. Christine Northup writes, The Fear and Anxiety Solution is beautifully written and loaded with the truth that can free you from the adverse effects of fear and anxiety. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Janz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is happening.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
You're listening to Peace World Radio with Christina Janz, and my guest today is the very insightful Penny Pierce. She has written a marvelous book called Frequency, the Power of Personal Vibration. And just to give you a little bit of a sense of what's up ahead and what she's going to be walking us through, is imagine this. Imagine a violin string, which as a result of years of neglect, has become encrusted with dirt and grime. And then one day you pluck that violin string, and as it vibrates, all the dirt it was encased in falls away, and that original, beautiful tone of that string can be heard once more. Well, one of the things that Penny says in her book is that by using the frequency principles she's outlined, it's possible for us to free ourselves from those negative, low, and heavy energies that we sometimes get encased in. Just from things that we, you know, pick up as a result of living life, like grief and loss, depression, stress. And Penny says that we too can return to the beautiful tone of our authentic selves. Now, I don't want to take up any more time talking because we have Penny with us. Penny, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
I just loved your book. I really did. The whole concept of frequency, I think, is going to be a huge part of our lives going forward. And I'm just thrilled that you made this knowledge available to others. To start with, can you tell us what does term frequency mean? And in particular, what is home frequency?
Well, you know, frequency is basically the rate of vibration of anything. And, you know, from my intuitive insights and also everybody else's, it seems like the physical world, the planet itself, is increasing its vibrational rate or its frequency, which means that our bodies are increasing in frequency, and that means that even our emotions and our thoughts are increasing in frequency, and that changes the way reality functions.
Mm.
You know, so part of the problem we're facing, I think, is that we're not used to that higher frequency, and it causes initial disruptions in our comfort level. You know, people are overheated, they get rashes, their hearts are pounding, you know, things are trying to speed up.
Right.
And, you know, if we can see it as part of a planetary process, then it's, you know, it's not so scary. You know, we know that something actually is happening, and we're going with it. All we have to do is relax, you know, and we'll adapt.
Mm-hmm.
So that's happening, but also we have everything vibrates at a particular frequency or level, like a rock is slow and our bodies might be faster, you know, and light is very fast. And
yes.
So I think that we're starting to look at whether our thoughts are low frequency, meaning they kind of are based on fear,
mm-hmm.
or as they get higher frequency, it's more like love and unity and collective consciousness and so forth starts to become the predominant reality. And yeah. We are much more open, and the flow can happen. And, you know, with a lower frequency energy, there's contraction, and the energy doesn't flow very well, and we get resulting states of consciousness that are, like you mentioned before, depression and negativity and hatred and all the things that really are up now and plaguing us very, you know, visually in the news and everything. So,
yes.
The next principle that we need to understand is that everything vibrates, but we also have resonance with each other and with other things or places, that when you get around another vibration, often, especially if you're not very conscious, you'll adapt your vibration to whatever you're around. And part of that, I think, is just tribal. You know, we tend to do that to create safety in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But it also works to our detriment when you get around somebody who's depressed or feeling like a victim or complaining, and then they bring you down, literally. You know, it means down in vibration.
Actually, I think that is a really, really important point for us to speak of, because I know that I see many people like that in the work that I do, that it's not only the person who is feeling depressed, that is requiring the support and the help, but the people around them get sort of pulled into that vortex as well. Mm-hmm. And it would be wonderful to hear how your principles and your understanding of frequency might be able to help people with depression, but even the people around them as well.
Right, and I mean, a lot of it still is anxiety.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of low-grade anxiety running around, too.
Yes.
And we have our various ways of medicating ourselves to not deal with it, you know. But so the one principle is that we match external frequencies. But that's when you're looking outside yourself for identity. And, you know, and you are trying to find agreement with others to find safety in numbers. But the other principle is what I call the home frequency, which is when you look inside yourself and you will find in there basically the vibration of your soul in the body. And I believe that the soul is in the body, actually.
Yes.
It is the light, the energy that comes through from the higher dimensions and coalesces and comes through the etheric body or the energy body and finally crystallizes as the physical body. So the soul is inside that light self, you know, we might call it the light body or whatever,
right.
Is inside. And it's a steady vibration. It doesn't change. It's based on all the principles of spirit, basically unity, love, joy. It's untroubled. And so we can choose to tune into that, but we have to realize it's there. You know, we have to get a way of distinguishing it and then make a decision, really, to choose it. And you have to almost reprogram your body to not look outside and instead to center and come inside and choose your steady home frequency again and again and again so that the body gets used to that and then it normally and automatically chooses to feel that way. You know, and sometimes I call that your preferred state, you know, the way you like to feel when you're feeling good.
Yes.
Yeah,
and this is so important, so interesting what you're mentioning. You know, when you said that we match our external frequencies and that's where we look to get our sense of identity, I think that that's all part of the attachment instinct, isn't it?
Totally.
To attach to things outside of us, to feel safe and loved and good enough, all those things from childhood. And when that isn't met, I think it's a survival instinct, and it's so powerful that it can draw us outside of ourselves without even knowing it. So how then do we counteract such a powerful draw to go outside of us? How do we counteract that, Penny, and turn our eyes within to sort of turn up the volume on our home frequency?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, we have to realize that there is a non-physical world. You know, a lot of people don't even know that. They're just really rooted in the physical world. And so that the non-physical is when you close your eyes and it's based on energy and consciousness. And it is the inner blueprint for the physical world. That's one thing, to realize that you can go into the inner blueprint, change it there, and the outer reality will change instantly these days. Secondly, you know, you have to get a sense that there's kind of an old perception. This is my term, old perception and new perception. It's like the old perception is linear and that, you know, everything happens along a timeline or a line through space and other people are separated from you over there. And that makes you feel isolated. It's a kind of perception that basically gives rise to pain and suffering. And when you look at the outside world, you're separating yourself from it. You can't not, you know, if it's outside, it's like a barrier between you and the world. And immediately, you will feel pain and suffering. And so what we have to do is realize consciously that that way of seeing the world is unpleasant.
It
does not feel good. And really say, I don't like this. It's not efficient. It's not the way I want to feel. And instead, when you center and come inside yourself and then radiate out and include things, you have more of a spherical kind of reality where everything's included in the present moment with you and nothing's separate.
Yes.
Therefore, it becomes friendly, and everything starts working almost miraculously. When you get an example of that, is what I'm saying. You have to, like, get it consciously and say, oh, wow, do I like A or B?
Right.
And then
right.
you can choose.
And that quietening you mentioned of just centering the self, do you have any tips that you can give people for how they can do that?
Well, you can imagine coming inside your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And also imagining that you're focused in the center point in the middle of your brain, which is the pineal gland, really. You know, it's that magical center point. Some people call it actually the center of the self, the consciousness of the self. But it's back behind the eyes, almost like right in the middle of the brain. And you sit in there, and you look out from behind your eyes. So you really get in your body. And when you do that, you're also in the present moment. And when you bring your mind inside the body in the moment and get quiet and stop, you know, running around in the left brain of problem solving and wanting to change everything, and you can just be with the things the way they are, you shift from the left brain to the right brain, and you move into a sense of communion with life, especially if you stop the internal dialogue, which is the left brain.
Wonderful
a lot of it has
point.
To do with really learning the difference between left brain and right brain, but also getting inside the center and just stopping the internal dialogue.
Fabulous point. Penny, we're going to just pause right there. We're going to have to take a break. But when we come back, I'm going to be asking you so much more as to how we can use this immense amount of knowledge that you have to start making changes in our day-to-day life. You're listening to Peace World Radio. I'm Christina Jantz, and we're going to be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single-origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedemann Schaub's new book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to address the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and transform these emotions into catalysts for confidence, self-worth, and success. Get your copy now and visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Back on Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world, and it is indeed a vibrant conversation I'm having with Penny Pierce. What an insightful lady. Penny, we were talking about your book, Frequency, the Power of Personal Vibration, and talking about the lower frequencies and the home frequencies, our truth. And one of the things that I was just asking you on break that I want to include our listeners in is this whole idea of fear, the fear that keeps us attached to the things that lower our frequency, and that whole challenge, you know, that's the step of letting go. How do we deal with things in that moment when the fear of hanging on is still greater than the fear of letting go and returning to our truth? Can you tell us about that?
Wow. this is sort of the thing that could solve a lot of problems with mankind.
Yes.
I think that, again, I was saying before that we have to have something to compare against. And if we're only oriented toward the outer world and the physical world, and that old kind of perception that uses control and willpower to get things done, you know, then fear is a natural byproduct of that. You have to be able to go into the inner world or the non-physical world of energy and consciousness to see, you know, how things feel in there. So feeling and thought and beliefs and the effects of those subtle things, you have to be able to do that, first of all. Then you have to see that there is a better way to feel and that you're a choice about how you want to feel, that nothing in the world can really make you feel bad unless you choose it. You know, you have free will to feel the way you want to feel. And a lot of people have given that right up or that authority up to the outside world, thinking it's bigger than they are, it's bad, it's, you know, they're helpless against it. And it's not true. So that the way you choose to feel actually radiates through your body, your emotions, your mind, the energy field around you and out into, I call it your personal field. And then that vibration actually starts changing the way your life works. Mm-hmm. So by making a choice to feel your home frequency or to feel good, you can actually change the way your life works so that you're not a victim. So that you do get lucky and things start to flow the way you imagine them.
Right.
So it's about getting a handle partly on what thoughts you're entertaining. I mean, you know, if you like to think about how things are going to go wrong, you'll get things going wrong. I mean, it's a total connect between the inner and outer. And as we're increasing in frequency, I think we're feeling that there is no separation between the non-physical and physical. It's rocking back and forth at, you know, every millisecond, you know, in and out and in and out and in and out, you know, like physics is saying. So
it's interesting that you said that. That's exactly what was going through my mind. Is this not very similar or the same thing as the particle and the wave
exactly
in physics, that it can be both?
Mm-hmm.
Just like we are individuals, but at the same time we're part of a greater whole.
It's so simultaneous.
Yes.
It's just different frequencies in the same present moment. We're all of that at the same time. And
so then, to somebody who is, for instance, currently, let's say, in an abusive relationship, very, very difficult situations, and usually takes a long time to get in there and a while to get out. So for that person who, in their particle reality, if I can say it like that, is in an abusive relationship, am I correct in thinking that what you're saying is that at the same time, that person is also part of a whole where everything exists in all possibilities and has that choice to choose differently?
Yes. And they're also, in their non-physical world, holding ideas about abuse. And so the physical reality reflects it. If they change the ideas that they hold, then somehow the circumstances in their outer life will shift. Either the abusive person will leave or something will happen and somebody will get bored or, you know, it'll magically change, you know. And so, you know, part of that is clearing old patterns and getting, you know, that clarity about understanding what you're doing with your mind. Basically. And I don't really believe anymore that you have to go back into the past and process things out in a therapeutic manner.
I think. What do you think?
I think everything can be healed in the present moment.
So in terms of clearing those thoughts, you just mentioned clearing those thoughts. How might somebody do that in the present moment?
Well, and this has to do partly with your question about letting go as well, is that you can, you have to become conscious that, hey, I'm thinking about abusive behavior and that I'm unlucky and that I'm a victim, but I don't want to think that, so I'm going to pull the plug on those thoughts in this very moment and get recentered and choose to feel the way I like to feel, which is my home frequency. And I'm going to feel the way I like to feel, and I'm going to think the thoughts about the reality I want to have, and I'm going to believe that, I'm going to know that. And then every time the old abusive thoughts come up, you pull the plug on them again and don't feed them with attention. Because it's attention that causes things to become real and makes them come alive. So if you keep on plugging, like literally you pull the headphone jack out of the thing and you plug into your own vibration and the way you like to feel and you revalidate that again and again, you have to reprogram your body. The old reality that you were recalling from the past will actually dissolve, and you'll heal your past. It'll go out through all time because you're in the present moment, and the past is in the present moment, and the future is in the present moment now. There is no separation because in a linear reality, those things are separate, but not today. Now everything's in the present moment with us, just at different frequencies. So if you heal your thoughts in the very center of the present moment, you heal it everywhere. And that's why we can have instantaneous healing now coming. You know, miraculous healings, physical healings even. You see, by changing the inner energy blueprint.
I think that's such a powerful thought.
The thing about letting go is the pulling the plug.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that you're going to go into the void. It's that you're just not going to feed the thing you don't like. And then you come into your center and you get quiet and you choose to feel what you want to feel. So there's really not a void there. You have something to go to. You know, you have alternatives. And I think if people realize that, you know, that the alternative is in the inner world, you know, that's a big relief.
And I'm thinking that
they just want to change a form. They want one form to change to the next form, but they don't realize that you have to go from one form to the non-physical world and then back to the next form.
Mm-hmm.
That it rocks between form, no form, physical, non-physical, back and forth. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. And I'm hearing you mention choice a great deal, and I'm thinking to myself that you know, I think our power lies in our free will, in our ability to choose something other than what we're experiencing.
That's right.
That's where our power is, isn't it?
Yes, and free will is different than willfulness.
Oh, that's a good point.
You see, I mean, really what willpower is about is choice. And willfulness is when we try to control the outer reality, which we're defining as outside of ourselves, and pretty much exhausting ourselves trying to control something that isn't even separate from us. You know, it's kind of ridiculous when you start mm-hmm. thinking about it in the new way of seeing the world as one thing and unified. You can't control and don't need to control anything because it's all working perfectly.
And I think I'll just mention this before we go to a break as well. Tell me your thoughts on this. Isn't physics also telling us, and not just physics, so many of the sacred writings from, you know, time, all mm-hmm. throughout time, is that as much as we like to think that everything is fixed and solid, everything is in fact in motion. Everything
totally.
Is moving. Everything yeah. is fluid.
Yeah, and it's coming back into the shape that we recognize because we have memory of it and we keep creating it that way.
Yeah.
If you let go of having to have everything be constantly consistent, you could have a lot more quicker growth or change.
That's, I mean, my goodness, my mind is racing. I could ask you like 50 questions just on that point alone. But we are going to just go to a short break. But before we do, Penny, for the people who would love to find out more about you and your work, is there a website address that you might be able to give them?
Yeah, it's my name, but my name is spelled oddly. It's P-E-N-N-E-Y and then P-E-I-R-C-E, pennypierce.com.
There you have it, pennypierce.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have more of this just so insightful lady and talk to her about how we can understand more about creating the life that we want to be living and fulfill our destiny. We'll be right back. I'm Christina Jan.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jans, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is having.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Welcome back. I've been having a fascinating conversation with Penny Pierce, the author of Frequency, The Power of Personal Vibration. Penny, in your book, you were mentioning how returning to the home frequency and living from there really allows you to fulfill your destiny in this life. Can you tell us about that?
Okay. I think, you know, destiny to me is when you identify yourself as the soul and you in the body. And you're integrated. You know, you feel yourself to be the soul, and you totally trust what comes through you, and you trust the flow. And when that happens, whatever comes to you as an interest comes from a really true place, and you have enthusiasm for it, and you entertain it, and you do it, and you let it go, and you give it away, and then more comes. To me, this is destiny. It's a way of living. And the ideas that come to you are the ones that are just tailor-made for you, that you love, that are like, oh, that's my favorite thing. I get to do that, you know? And it's just like part of the idea that the home frequency creates is that things work, that, you know, you can feel the way you like to feel. And even if something sad happens or something, you don't stay in it. You move back into the center, and you get the clear understanding about why things are going the way they're going and how perfect it is, and you relax. So to me, destiny is kind of a natural byproduct of living from the home frequency, and it's not some big glamorous thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just natural. You know, sort of what you're built for.
Right.
You know, everybody's kind of like a certain, we're filters for the creative flow, and we all will do it slightly differently, and it'll be useful to a certain number of other people, and it all matches up, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What's needed and what's given, it flows perfectly.
Perfectly, and don't you find as well there seems to be almost an effortlessness to it? I don't mean to suggest that work isn't involved, but it seems to, well, like you said, flow. There's an effortlessness, a fluidity to it when we are aligned with our truth.
Exactly, and it really does put you in the present moment. You know, when you're engrossed in something and in the flow, you're not aware of time.
Mm-hmm.
It is present moment. And it's like a child making a painting. You know, you don't stray from it. You're just in that flow. I think that the creative process is such a powerful thing because it is one of the ways that we can experience the non-physical and physical world meeting right there in that moment. Even talking now, as we're talking, we never know what the next word is going to be that comes out of our mouth, and yet it's coming out of the non-physical world and becoming physical right there on that edge.
Yes.
And it's so amazing if you feel it and watch it, you know, or if you're, you know, making a drawing or making music or cooking dinner even, right there on that edge. And if you stay there, you know, magical things happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Life becomes a creative process.
Yes, yes. You drop in and you meet the arising of the new right there where it's coming out of, you know, the non-physical world, or, you know, if you're looking at it from the brain, it's coming out of the right brain, which has no language and structure. and the left brain is getting it and recognizing it, making it conscious, which is the real function of the left brain. You know, it should not be the dictator and try to rule our life and tell us what to do. It doesn't know much.
Right, and that's actually so interesting the way you put it. So that the right brain is the part of us that goes up into the unmanifest, into the field of all possibilities, that create a process where everything's possible. We connect, we put our attention on that which we seek, and then we sort of vibrate it down into our being, and then the left brain is the one that brings it into this plane and makes it manifest.
Yes, and it describes it and categorizes it and puts language on it and makes it meaningful. But then the problem with the left brain is it locks it all down and makes rules, you know, and then we get stuck in that contracted kind of reality, and then fear comes.
Right.
You know, and so if we stay loose and keep going into the right brain and into that open, intuitive way of asking and knowing and receiving what comes without judgment, and then relaying it to the left brain and making sense of it, and then going back to the right brain and getting more, then things work really well, you know, and we're in the normal, natural flow of things.
And what a beautiful relationship that is. You know, the time is going by so quickly on our show today. I just wanted to ask you one more question. Where do you see this going, you know, as more and more people connect with their home frequency and start living from that place? What do you see when you look out in terms of humanity and our future?
Well, a couple things. One is what I call the convening, which is that if you start vibrating at your home frequency, and other people do too, there will be a kind of a harmonizing of a lot of people's lives and their personal fields. And a lot of people will suddenly start finding each other. It's as though someone who's on your wavelength will just suddenly, they'll start appearing in your personal field, in your life, and you in theirs. And then you'll realize you have maybe a project that you want to do together that comes from the same motive, or that you're a perfect fit for, you know, a team or something. Because I think we're going to be finding a lot more collective consciousness phenomena happening, where we're not doing things alone and isolated anymore, but we're meeting, convening with the perfect matches for ourselves in order to get some new innovative things to happen on the planet. So that's one thing. The other thing I think is that we'll see quite a... and we're already seeing it, but quite a polarization between people who are caught in old perception, which is, you know, linear, and it's about control and willpower and fear and combating fear, and the new perception, which is all about unity and this easy flow and everything's in the present moment and it's sort of magical. That as people get into the new reality, they don't want to go backwards. And so they're starting to stabilize more and more into the new kind of perception. Meanwhile, the people in the old perception are getting very, very fearful, going into hatred, into desperate kinds of control games. You know, and we're seeing that in politics, you know, today.
Penny, I could talk to you forever. Honestly, you are a treasure trove of knowledge. It looks like we've come to the end of our show. I want to thank you so much for being here, and please come back again. I know that we could talk about so many more wonderful things. So thank you, Penny, for being here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And a very special thank you to all of our listeners for tuning into Peace World Radio. And as well, I would like to send a big thank you out to the amazing team at Transformation Talk Radio, Dr. Pat Vasily, Michelle, Linda, Kim, and Benny, for your unbelievable support. I wouldn't be here without you. Be sure to join me every second Monday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern Time for more vibrant conversations to change the world. And if you would like to contact me, you can go to peaceworldradio.com, and while you're there, you can check in on upcoming guests, listen to archived shows and podcasts, and you can also follow my blog. I'm Christina Jans, and this is Peace World Radio. I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Peace World Radio
vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Janz. Tune in each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW for another energetic, vibrant, and engaging show that's getting people talking. Internationally renowned host Christina Janz brings you extraordinary and courageous people who are using their lives to raise the frequency of our world. For more information about Christina and the show, visit peaceworldradio.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.